Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey now, Semper Fi. Welcome into this Friday edition of Sports Talk here on WWL. Semper Friday. Haha. See what I did there? All right, I'll stop making corny jokes. Happy Mardi Gras as well. Welcome in. At Master Control, you'll find Joey Falgu taking your phone calls at 504-260-1870. The patriarch of the illustrious Falgus that work here at WWL. I'm Christian Garrick here with you until 8 o'clock tonight. Once again, happy Mardi Gras. Going to be a great weekend. I'm pumped. Just because, you know, it's Mardi Gras weekend. I don't know. Listen, some of you don't like Mardi Gras. You've been there, done that kind of thing. I've been back here out of the Marine Corps since 2001, 19 years now, born here, and it still gets to me. I still love it. I still get that Mardi Gras bug. It's just a neat time. It's a neat time in this city. Just seeing all the revelers get out there and go to their favorite parades, riding parades. By the way, riding in Bacchus on Sunday. Float 17, neutral ground side, passenger 6. My dad is passenger 7. Looking forward to hanging out with the old man Sunday for Bacchus. So if you see me out there on the route, please feel free. If you make a sign, it'll be a lot easier for me to find you. So I'll try to throw you something good. Our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. Would you rather ride in a Mardi Gras parade or play one snap in the NFL? Think about that. One snap in the NFL. That's a unique experience. Riding in a parade is a unique experience. It's not something that everybody gets to experience. This will be my second time riding in a Super Crew. I've rode in a few as Grand Marshals, et cetera. Honored to do so. But really, my second time riding one of these big Super Crews, and man, it's a big thrill. If you've never done it before, put it on the bucket list. It's a lot of fun. I know there's a lot of people that live outside of Louisiana that come in to ride in these big Super Crews, Endymion, Bacchus, Orpheus, and others. But I don't know if I want to play a snap in the NFL. I mean, I don't know if my body can barely handle the rigors of riding in a Mardi Gras parade in terms of the soreness of your arm and your body. You'll get sore. Even one snap, you get hit real good, I'm liable to just take my ball and go home. I don't want to play a snap in the NFL. Those human beings that were touched by God can play that game. All right, I'm not built for that sport. But it would be neat. Which would be more unique? I think obviously playing a snap in the NFL. But what would you rather do? Ride in a parade, a Mardi Gras parade, or play one snap in the NFL? 504-260-1870. Also, will the Saints sign Taysom Hill to a new deal before free agency starts? Sean Payton earlier in the week kind of hinted that that's a possibility. Or he said it's an option, really. And it takes away the leverage you have, but it also allows you to not put him at risk to another team in a restricted free agent process, and they jack up the offer sheet, one in which you can't match because they know, every team knows in the league, the other team's salary cap situation, and the Saints don't have a lot of wiggle room. So I could clearly see a team going, yep, they're not going to be able to sign up to this offer sheet. We'll just give up a first-round pick for him. And the Saints might not want to give up a first-round pick for him if they think he is the heir apparent to Drew Brees. What would you do if you're the Saints? Would you sign him to a new deal before free agency starts, or just let them test the market, sign them as an RFA, restricted free agent, and take a first-round compensation if another team signs him to an offer sheet that you do not want to match? We're going to kind of weave in carnival and football. as I mentioned earlier, would you rather ride in the Mardi Gras parade or play one snap in the NFL? And what's your all-time favorite Saints, LSU, and Mardi Gras experience? For me, Saints 2009, being able to cover the Saints in the Super Bowl 44 against the Indianapolis Colts on the sidelines. For LSU this past year, watching them, covering them, seeing the magical season that they had. Best Mardi Gras experience? Kind of twofold. Been able to be Grand Marshals with my kids on the float with me. That's always cool, be able to spend Mardi Gras with them. But also riding in some of these Super Cruises that I've been able to do. Also, what's your biggest Saints, LSU, or Carnival nightmare? I don't know that I've had necessarily a nightmare other than the usual stuff with traffic and the hassle thereof. And although this past Sunday, my sister was in town with her twin nieces, or my twin nieces, her twin daughters, and it was their first time. They're from New York. It was their first time getting to see Mardi Gras, and me and my father took them out and, you know, kind of put them on the parade route. And it was raining right up until, man, about 10 minutes before we were about to set up, and we were sitting there getting rained on pretty hard. I guess that's about as miserable as I've been on a Mardi Gras parade, watching one. You've been cold, you've been hot, maybe had a little bit too much to drink at times, but I've never really been miserable at a parade. But share your experience, 504-260-1870. Have you ever camped out for a parade? That's something I would never do. I'm sorry. I know there are some that want to go out there and get their best spots for Endymion, our best spots for Bacchus. I'll sleep in my bed, and I'll get up the next day, brave the elements, and brave the congestion, and end up where I end up, and be where I end up finding a spot. I don't necessarily have to have the greatest seats in the house for Endymion or Bacchus. And all these big-time parades in particular, you don't. For me, I don't need to be front row, front two or three rows. I can certainly sit in the back and just enjoy it. Just because I don't care if I catch a bead. I just like to watch other people catch beads and the reactions and all these big old floats, and you get to admire some of these magnificent floats that are in these Super Cruises. So I never really camped out for a parade. Never have. Not really. I just never have. I won't. No way I will. I spent too many nights in the field in the Marine Corps in freezing cold weather or hot, mosquito-infested woods. No thanks. Anytime I can sleep in my bed, I'm going to. We're coming back to your phone calls next here on Sports Talk on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, would you camp out for a parade? Go sleep in a tent on the parade route to ensure your spot. Also, what's your all-time favorite Saints, LSU, and Mardi Gras experience, or your biggest Saints, LSU, and Carnival nightmare? I've had some Saints nightmares. Obviously, we've had some LSU nightmares. Saints nightmare is, I don't even need to bring it up. I think we all know. You could just take a really good guess. It was in a not-so-distant past. Mitch and Kenner, what's going on, Mitch? You're on WWL.
Hey, man. Nothing like looking forward all your life to riding a big parade like Endymion. I rode in a few parades over the years, especially like 28 years during St. Patrick's Day.
You riding in Endymion this year?
No, I rode it a few years ago. And,
nice.
And it's like, it was a situation where, it was like, imagine the bus brings you to the beginning of the route with a police escort, and you got all your stuff ready on the float with the beers and everything ready to roll, and the floats aren't there. Well, about an hour and a half later, about 15 minutes before the parade starts, the floats actually arrive. It's a situation where they moved it down. This is the year where there was a gentleman that got caught between the two floats and passed. They got rolled over before the Superdome. It was riding in the parade. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I remember well. Yeah.
And it was also a situation where Munez, the captain of the parade, talked about they spent all these big bucks on having airplane tires on the floats where they were guaranteed not to have a flat tire. Well, the last mile before we got to the Superdome, we had a flat tire. And imagine drinking all day and enjoying the ride and you're just having this jerking mechanism every 3 seconds. But anyway.
Mitch, what would you do if you're the Saints? What would you do if you're the Saints? Sign Taysom Hill to a long-term contract or add him as a restricted free agent tender?
I mean, you definitely got to lock him down. You got to lock him down. He's so much. He brings so much to the game. I think that's where I get excited just when he gets on the field, no matter what he's doing, whether he's going for a pass or he's throwing a pass.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm a 28-year season ticket holder with the Saints, and I tell you, it's been fantastic. You know, but I'm glad to see Drew signed again. But Taysom Hill,
well, he hasn't signed again. He hasn't signed again. He's coming back though.
Oh, yeah, definitely. it's going to be a great year next year. Looking forward to it. And I tell you, the best thing that could happen to football is what it does, the mix of the color of folks, because everybody becomes one, and all the aggravation and baloney that normally takes place between different situations, everybody becomes one when it comes to the football games during football season, as well as like during Mardi Gras. When you're out there with all these millions of people on the parade route, and you got all these folks from all different crowds of walks of life, and everybody becomes just a big family. It's a great time. I'm born and raised in New Orleans, and I love Mardi Gras, and I tell you what, I wouldn't give it up for the world.
I'm with you, Mitch. Thanks for the phone call. Have a good weekend. Enjoy your carnival season. Mr. T in Slidell. What's going on, Mr. T? You're on WWL.
What you say, Christian? Man, I'm telling you, you gave out a whole gumbo full of stuff to talk about.
Come have a seat at the table, man. Let's get you. Let's fill up your bowl. Let's go.
Yeah, that would be real nice, man. Listen, I thought about some of the stuff you were talking about. Now, as far as would I rather take a snap or ride the float, I think I would rather take the snap, you know, if it was.
All right, well, I got a question for you, like, Mr. T. If it's a snap, what position are you playing and what play are you running?
Corner. I'm
playing corner. Playing press or are you playing press or are you playing off coverage zone?
I'm pressing.
Pressing, all right.
Hard.
What if it's can't guard Mike across from you? You gonna pray?
And that's what I was gonna tell you. That's what I was gonna tell you. I would rather press against him. I think that would be a once in a lifetime. If I get burnt or if I make the play. I think I would rather go against can't guard Mike. That would be legendary.
Mr. T, thanks for the phone call.
All right, now.
All right. Justin and Gentile, what's going on, Justin? You're on WWL.
Hey, Christian, I'm watching the clock. Real quickly, you talking about camping out for Mardi Gras parade? I did that one year, and that was the only year I ever did it. And this was, my God, 20 years ago. My friend had rented this huge, not really big, but it was a moving van. And it was a small van, not too long, but we parked it like a half a block away from St. Charles Avenue. And the reason he did that is because he had relatives coming in town. So we go there, and he and me and his sister-in-law, we slept in the van. And at 4
down by the river?
Morning, no, it was on off St. Charles Avenue.
Sorry, I was thinking about Saturday Night Live. I just couldn't help it. Sorry.
Down by the river.
Down by the river.
Chris Farley, how did you bring him
up? Oh, man, how much do you miss him, right?
Oh, I love him, man. He's great. I still watch his stuff. Yeah. Anyway, so 4 o'clock in that morning, this is Mardi Gras morning, we get a bang on the back door, and his truck was in front of the van. I mean, in front of the truck, in the back of the truck, and the police telling us we're too close to the corner, we have to move. So we had to get up, and I had to get behind this huge truck and move up like 5 feet, and thank God I had room to do it. And it was so fun. And that's the only time I ever camp out in my life, ever.
Would you do it again?
Sure, I would. That was it. Was
riding a float, sure. Riding a float, or one snap in the NFL?
Wait, I'm sorry. The question again?
What? Ride on a float in a Super Crew, or one snap in the NFL?
Which one? The Super Crew.
Why no snap in the NFL?
I get beaten up. I'm only 5'6".
I'm with you.
Kill me.
All right, good. Justin, we're both in the same height club. Well, yeah, 5'6".
Happy Mardi Gras.
5'7". Happy Mardi Gras, Justin. Robert in Central City. What's going on, Robert? You're on WWL.
Yeah, well, I'm confused why they chose to sign Drew Brees for all that money. He hasn't done anything.
They haven't signed him. They haven't signed him to a contract. They haven't signed him to a contract yet. So go ahead. Spew your Drew Brees hate. Go right ahead.
No, wait a minute. It's not a hate. I mean, I'm looking at the statistics. I'm looking at the fact that Bridgewater and Hill won five or six games without Drew. Uh-huh. And Drew hadn't really produced anything that's remarkable in the last 6 years. Mm-hmm. And they're giving him all that money. They could have given that to Hill and Bridgewater, and I think they will come out better with money. And the performance of what has Brees won in the last 6 years?
It's easy to craft that argument if you make it that small. What has he won in the last 6 years? Robert in Central City. Listen, please put down whatever it is that is in your hand or in your bottle or in your pipe. Please do that. It's Friday. Normally, I wouldn't mind it. But I'm just over this nonsense that there are some out there ready to throw this guy away. Oh, it's poor money spent. Give that money. So if you pay Teddy Bridgewater, Drew Brees money, you're overpaying. If you pay Taysom Hill that kind of money, you are overpaying. Robert in Central City, you have no earthly idea what you are talking about. Zero. I'm going to leave it at that. This is Sports Talk on WWL. Hey, listen, don't think just because you have an opinion, I'm not going to push back on you. You can have a weak opinion, and I can crush it. All right? Rarely do I give weak opinions. And if I do, you have every right to crush it. These weak opinions about Drew is why he's spending all this money on Drew. And stop it already. Joey, don't take any more of those phone calls. Just don't do it. It's just a few. It's the minority. It's the few, the 10% that believe that and they want to hijack the show. I'm moving on. Bobby Hebert, the Cajun Cannon, joining me now. And Bobby, sorry, I'm a little hot, man.
Well, you need to be hot. If people, they don't really know football. When they don't realize where Drew's still at in his career, I mean, if you look at free agents, and, you know, this is doing a lot of homework, Pro Football Focus had him number one in the whole NFL, unrestricted free agent. Like, what? So, I mean, God, I'm getting to the point now. I want to laugh, and it's unbelievable.
I feel sorry for him to a degree, Bobby.
They're just trying to get you goat and stuff. So.
Yeah, well, they got me going a little bit. I took the bait a little bit. Sorry, but nonetheless. Bobby, the Pelicans back in action tonight after the All-Star break. 27 games remaining, so if now's the time to make a push, it starts tonight against Portland.
Yeah, and, you know, Mark Menard, when he does the Pelicans primer, had brought this up. You know, only three of their final 15 games are against teams with winning records. And nine of the Pelicans' final 15 games are at the Smoothie King Center. Now, we're only 11-17 at home this season, but I agree with Coach Gentry. Is that when you look at it, to be a team of significance in the league, you got to have home court advantage. And he said, look, we just got to take care of our business. We have 27 games left. What we have to do is try to look at each other, each and every one of those games, and play at a real, real high level. We still control our own destiny. And until, you know, he said someone tells them otherwise, no, they're right there in the thick of things. And when you look at it, I kind of like this combination, but I'm looking forward to seeing more of this. When you look Lonzo Ball, Drew Holiday, Brandon Ingram, Zion, and then you look Derek Favors, they've been dominant in the eight games they played together. Just look at that group. They've outscored opponents by almost 18 points, right on the 18 points per 100 possessions in the 96 minutes. So I like that five, and hey, look, we were worried where Brandon Ingram would be as far as injury-wise. My understanding, no restrictions tonight. And so they're going to have all hands on deck. And to show you how relevant the Pelicans are, just you know, obviously Zion coming back. But six of their next 10 games are nationally televised and four of them on ESPN. And, you know, when you look at it, hey, you got to win the games you should win. It's going to be tough to win at Portland, but they've always had their number, it seems like, as of late. And they have the NBA's easiest remaining schedule in terms of opponents' winning percentage. And then you look at the Grizzlies, they have the most difficult. So they're five and a half games back to try and get that eighth seed. And right now, only half a game behind the Spurs. And look, they're playing them head-to-head and 1.5 games behind Portland. So I'm on the bandwagon officially now. Post All-Star break, football's over, so I'm all on the Pelicans bandwagon right now. And I really think that they're going to do something. I'm just confident when I saw what they did with those five players in the lineup. I like that a lot. Obviously, you always got to look at the bench play, but I think Lonzo Ball's even getting better. Drew Holiday. One of the greatest, I think, defenders in basketball when you look at him, what he's done. And that's not just being a homer. I think Drew Holiday is truly that good. And then you look at the all-star Brandon Ingram. And then the combination of Favors and Zion on the boards. No, I like what we got going forward, and now you just got to take care of business, like Coach Gentry said.
Bobby, how you holding up, man? You recovered now?
Yeah. I'm good. I took some anti-inflammatory, so my knee's all fine now, and my plantar fasciitis is doing is fine. So I got the right shoes, and I'm rubbing that Crescent Canna. So I'm doing all these. The different things to help out. But, yeah, I got my second win now. I could be in a parade tomorrow and be all right.
All right. Hey, Bobby, look, have a good weekend. Enjoy Mardi Gras, man. I know we called you a little tardy, but have a good weekend, man.
Yeah, and, Christopher, as far as the collective bargaining agreement, I think the owners are trying to get one step ahead, but that doesn't mean that something's going to happen. That'll be interesting to see what's going to happen next week, the give and take with the players. And I truly think they want a 50-50 deal instead of 48.5%, but it'll be interesting what's going to happen.
Yeah, it will. It always is. And the owners typically win those negotiations. They just do.
Well, they know that the play, they have more leverage. But the owners also know they can't kill the goose that laid the golden egg. And right now, it wouldn't be a good time for the players to strike. You know, we did that back in 87, but the way the NFL is now, you got to work. It's too much money involved it to have any kind of lockout or strike. So I think they eventually will get something done. But we thought it might be sooner than later. But when you think about it, really they have a whole year, a year plus, really, to get something done. And it won't even affect, the 2020 season is beyond that. Then it's always a deadline, just like individual contract negotiation with players and management a lot of times. So we'll have to wait and see.
The Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, enjoy the rest of your time for Mardi Gras. We'll see you, after the Mardi Gras.
I'll see you Wednesday.
Yeah, Ash Wednesday.
I'll see you Wednesday. All right, take care, dog.
All right, Bobby. We're coming back for Pelicans Primer next here on Sports Talk on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, happy Mardi Gras. I hope everybody's safe out there during the carnival season. That's paramount. Be safe before you go catch those beads. Time now for Pelicans Primer, brought to you by OnPath Federal Credit Union. You know the why. We know the way. Learn more at bankingwithdirection.org. We bring in now Mark Menard, part of our WWL sports team. And Mark, the wait is over. It is no longer All-Star break. The Pels are back in action. We have something substantial to talk about tonight against Portland.
Yes, finally. That 8 days felt like an eternity, especially when we got kind of towards the end of it and there was nothing going on. But there's something going on now. And look, the Pelicans are in prime position. You want to know why? Because the Grizzlies lost last night to the Kings. And guess what? The Grizzlies have the second half of a back-to-back tonight where they play the Lakers. So the Pelicans with a win can make up a game and a half ground in just one game.
Nice. Mark, how did the parade go with Jake at the school, man?
Oh man, it went great. I got to pull the wagon.
Yeah.
He rode with another classmate, and we went around the courtyard a couple times. Got to chuck a bunch of stuff out of the bag. He had a great time, and then of course, he gets to watch all the other classes parade around. So we came back with way more stuff than we left with when it comes to bringing him throws and coming home with a bunch of throws from other people. So we had a net gain today.
Mark, you got to bring him back around the office, man. I got to play football in the hall with him again, man. We had a blast last time he was up here throwing a football up and down the hallway.
Well, he'll be off for Mardi Gras break next week. Maybe we'll stop by.
All right, do that. I mean, you don't have to come. Just bring Jake.
I'll drop him off. You can babysit him.
No. I didn't say that. Just be in the building somewhere, and I'll just be like, all right, here, Mark. Go back to dad. Hey, all right. So what? I asked Ollie this last night, and I'm curious to know your take. What'll be the headline? Bring out your crystal ball. What'll be the headline for the Pelicans in this second half of the season?
You're talking about like when all's said and done at the end of the year?
Yeah.
Pelicans surprise NBA sneak into number 8 playoff spot.
What makes you believe in that?
Because I think that the way the schedule is set up, it's set up perfectly for them. You know, their schedule, we've talked about it before, it was heavily front-loaded with a lot of the best teams in the NBA, but that meant that when you play the worst team, you got to play them sometime, you got to play the worst teams at some point, and they play them all here at the end of the season. There's going to be a stretch of about 12 straight games where they don't play a team with a winning record. And I expect them to go, 12-0 in that stretch, because a lot of those teams, not only do they not have a winning record, but they're among the worst teams in the NBA, like the bottom 4 teams in each conference. They play those eight teams 11 times in this stretch. You know, they can make up a lot of ground. And look, they're right there with Portland and San Antonio. They're nipping on their heels already. I think they'll win tonight over Portland and complete the sweep. I think that, you know, they've got a good shot when they play the Spurs again. They got three more games against the Spurs. And then the Grizzlies, on the other hand, you know, they're holding to that eight spot. They play the toughest schedule in the NBA, number one in strength of schedule down the stretch. And look, they've already dropped one. They lost last night to Sacramento. They play the Lakers tonight. I don't see them winning that game. And, you know, it's just going to get tougher for them. So I think, you know, with two more games against the Grizzlies on the schedule, that's two they can make up right there with just by winning. And I think they're going to get a lot of help down the stretch. I think, you know, I say sneak in. I think that they might end up grabbing this eight spot going away because of the ground that they're going to be able to make up if they just take care of business. And look, there's no reason to think that they won't, because we've seen how this team has looked since putting Zion in the lineup, since getting everybody healthy, since kind of learning how to play together and getting their chemistry down. They're coming out of the All-Star break as one of the NBA's hottest teams. And, you know, it's a shame they lost so much early, because if not, I feel like they'd be pressing for a much better playoff seed at this point. We wouldn't be talking about if. We'd be talking about when they get in the playoffs, where will they be seated. But as it stands, you know, they've got some ground to make up. I think they're going to make it up, and I think they're going to end up as the eighth seed.
WWL's Mark Menard for Pelicans Primer. Mark, three-game Mardi Gras road trip, Portland tonight, Golden State, and then AD and the Lakers, man.
Yep. Another date with Anthony Davis. And look, you know, we're going to see him a lot here in the next week, because they play the Lakers in LA, and two games later they get them at home. So they have two out of three games, if I can get it out, two out of three games against the Lakers coming up. And you know, we're going to see what they look like now that Zion's in the lineup. They haven't played them with Zion Williamson in the lineup just yet. And so now we're going to finally see the Pelicans at full force. And look, they came close to taking down the Lakers both times they played them. It took huge efforts by Anthony Davis to pull those games out. So we'll see. You know, Anthony might still have another one in him. He might still have a chip on his shoulder about this franchise. I don't know why he would. He got everything he wanted out of the deal. He got to go to the team he handpicked. But he seems to really, you know, get it up when he plays the Pelicans. Hopefully the Pelicans can give it up when they play him as well. And you know, we might steal one of those two. I don't know if we'll get the one in L.A., but I think that it's a good possibility they'll get the one at home. But the other two games on the road trip, they should win those. They should win against Portland tonight. And Golden State has been one of the worst teams in the NBA. It's amazing the Pelicans haven't gotten a win over them just yet. But I feel like they're going to get that win. I think they'll be, you know, they'll get those two in a row. Then they'll go to L.A. on Mardi Gras night. And we'll see what happens against Anthony Davis and the Lakers. So, you know, when you're done all your revelry, that's going to be a nationally televised game. I believe it's on TNT. You can come in Mardi Gras night, and as you're decompressing from all your revelry, you can put on the Pelicans and cheer them on and see if they can steal one against LA.
Got any Mardi Gras plans, man, for the weekend?
Yeah, we're gonna go to a friend's house for Endymion tomorrow. Got to get there, you know, nice and early and hang out all day and then go check out the parade. And then we'll also be on the route checking out Toth on Sunday morning.
Hey, would you ever camp out on a parade route to save your spot? Would you ever?
No.
Just straight up no.
Yeah, I would never camp out on Black Friday. I would never camp out for a Mardi Gras spot. There is – look, unless I was actually going on a camp out, there's very little reason you could make me camp out for something.
Yeah, I mean, if I was going camping, like in an RV at a park or state park, yeah, okay, fine. Or even a tent at a state park, but I'm not camping out for a Mardi Gras parade.
I'm a former Boy Scout. I've done camping in tents, and you know, I don't mind that at all. Or, you know, we've also done the thing where we rent a cabin with some friends and go hang out in the woods for a weekend, and all that's fun. But camping out for trying to buy something on Black Friday or camping out for a spot for a Mardi Gras parade, that does not appeal to me one bit. So, no, you will not get me camping out. Now, look, I got two kids. Who knows down the road if they're like, dag, we really want to do this, and it's, you know, they might wear
pay them
me
to
down,
do something else. Buy them something nice.
Yeah, I'm going to do everything I can to talk them out of it if that's what they really want. But
that's the key to good parenting. Bribe them as much as you can.
Right. Look, I'm never going to say never because they might talk me into it one day. But as it stands right now, that is not on my list of things that I would enjoy doing. So, no, you're not going to get me to camp out on a parade route.
Mark, would you rather ride in a Mardi Gras Super Crew or play one snap in the NFL?
Definitely riding a Super Crew. That seems like a fun experience, whereas playing one snap in the NFL does not seem like a fun experience to me. I feel like I'd get broken in half.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know if you're going to play, if you're going to live to see another Mardi Gras if you play one snap in the NFL. Mark Menard, that's a wrap.
You could put me on kick coverage and just say, just run down the field, and I still don't think I would manage it.
I'm with you, Mark. Don't feel ashamed about that. Hey, have a good weekend, all right?
All right, you too. Happy Mardi Gras.
Same to you. That's a wrap for Pelicans Primer with Mark Menard, brought to you by OnPath Federal Credit Union. You know the why. We know the way. Learn more at bankingwithdirection.org. Joey, give me some Mardi Gras music coming back, man. Come on, let's get some of that up. Let's get into carnival season. This is the big weekend of Mardi Gras. I'm a Mardi Gras junkie. I love it. My kids are kind of meh about it at times. There we go. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Happy Mardi Gras. Welcome back to Sports Talk. Keep it going, Joey. Lynn in LaPlace, what's going on, Lynn? You're on WWL. Leave the music up. What's up, Lynn?
Hey. Doing good. Lots of traffic, but I'm making some headway.
All right, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to give you my Endymion experience riding in the Endymion Parade. It was the same year as the Super Bowl when the Saints won, and I was on Sean Payton's charity float.
Nice.
And it was just really, really awesome and a lot of fun.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. What's your favorite part of Carnival?
Just love Mardi Gras Day, seeing all the costumes. And
it's special, that's for sure. And I don't know, for me, I was telling my bosses earlier today, I've been to countless Mardi Gras now. 41 years old, even though I missed some time when my dad was traveling in the Army and I was in the Marines, I've been to countless Mardi Gras. What I love the most about it, honestly, is it allows me to be a kid again. Literally. I'm still in awe of the entire process. Even though I've gotten even a little bit maybe more behind the scenes look than most, I'm still in awe by how they produce this massive production and how well the city pulls this thing off. It's amazing to me. And even when I'm just watching a parade and seeing, you know, 2-cent beads hurled my way, there's something about, I got it. There's an account. I don't know. It's just unique. And maybe I'm just being a Mardi Gras nerd, but it's just one of the things that, among many, that makes this city the best on the planet. We got our problems, but still wouldn't live any other place. This is Sports Talk on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.